All right, we're joined now by two members of the Knoxville volleyball team, to the seniors, Kira Deaver and Abby Wadley. Ladies, welcome. Abby, I'll start with you. How has things gone last week and a half, 2 weeks since practice began?
They're going good for what we've had come in and lost. We graduated a lot of seniors last year that were big parts of the team, so that's been a lot of spots to fill, and we're working towards it. It's been a little rough just because we've had a bunch of spots to fill, but the girls who are filling them are doing a really good job, and I think we've been improving every single practice, so I think there's potential for some really great games to happen.
What are some things that you're working on early on? I know, everything is probably a good answer, but, is there some things that coach is kind of seeing early on that, okay, let's get this tied up before the first match of the year?
Yeah, we actually just got done working on defense again today. She's really pushing that because that's what a lot of seniors brought last year, was they were solid on defense. So we're trying to really hammer that, because every team can have an offense, but if we have good defense, then we can play with a lot of teams. So she's really hammering that down, which is good because we'll be pretty solid by next week if we practice that a lot this next week.
And I know both of you were on the team last year that made the run to the regional championship game. Kira, what kind of confidence does that bring everybody, knowing that, okay, we've done this before, let's see if we can do this year as well?
Yeah. Like Abby said, we graduated a lot of seniors last year, and we're doing a pretty good job of filling their spots, and I have a lot of confidence that we could get back to that spot.
As a senior, how much are you relied on now to be that leader that, maybe last year you kind of, abdicated to the other seniors when they were on the team?
Our seniors are definitely relied on a lot. We don't have as many as last year's had, and we definitely need to be big leaders and take role.
Abby, what about you? As, one of the girls that probably is going to get some playing time out on the court, what's your role right now as a senior and senior leader in practice?
Yeah, for me, I'm just trying to be a role model for these freshmen and underclassmen to really show that hard work pays off, and to bring a lot of energy to the team when we're kind of dropping down, low energy, low confidence on things, kind of trying to build us back up and make sure we're having fun but still staying focused and working hard but, again, having fun, because that's what this team is about.
Question for both of you. Expectations this year. Obviously, you got a streak of conference championships that you don't want to break here. Obviously, that's goal number one right now.
Yeah, we're actually reading a book right now about 25 power words, why the best are the best. And is it intensity?
Intentional.
Intentional is one of our big words that we're relying on. And I think it'll be really good for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely for winning the conference. Of course, we've done it, but now the expectation is to keep doing it. And one of our other words is discipline, and we want Molly talked a lot about us having the discipline to keep working at that and not just saying, oh, well, we've won the conference, because these teams are as good as us and they're getting better just like us, so they're going to bring big game to the court. So we're going to have some competition, and it's going to be just as hard to win that as it has been the past 4 years.
You mentioned words of the season, or the motto during the words. Last year we had kind of the same thing. His coach kind of brought that as a motivational tool. I guess talk about that and how that's helping everybody.
So we write them up on the board, and usually during when JV and varsity all practice together, we sit in a circle and talk about it, and we talk about why it's good for our team, what it can do for our team and for yourself. And it plays a really big part, especially being in a team. And yeah.
Yeah, I think, so the seniors, we each got the books first, and then we each picked two words, and then we met with Molly before practice, and we kind of narrowed that down a little bit, and we've been focusing on one word every couple practices. We sit down, like Kira said, and then what senior picked that word, we talk about why we picked it and kind of talk to the team of, this is our expectations because of this word, and we want the whole team to work together to make sure this word is an impact on the team, to make sure that that helps us reach our goals.
I know both of you played soccer, so you kind of got the, what it was like to kind of be a little bit normal in athletics. But now last fall, you really weren't. You had to distance. You had to sanitize. How's that you really don't – I mean, I'm sure you got to keep, safe, but you don't have to follow all these regulations like you did a year ago.
Yeah. So for this year, I think we're still staying on, the same court that we played on. We're not switching courts like we usually do. and we'll probably keep some Germex with us.
Yeah, we don't have to clean balls this year after every practice, so that is really nice. But like basketball, we had to wear masks on the sidelines at practice, and it's honestly really nice not have to deal with that, because basketball wasn't too bad, but volleyball, it gets hot in the gyms, it's not a lot of air movement, we sweat a bunch. Like, it's very nice to have a lot of that stuff gone so we can just focus on the game.
Now, I know everybody's going to have to, you know, deal with what's building outside the school. Good problem to have, but how's that? Has that impacted practice or impacting matches, or is that not going to really figure into it?
I don't think it's going to really figure into it. I'm not sure. It's just kind of crazy right now. They're doing so much stuff around the town, at too much at one time, especially by my house. There's so much construction. I have to go, like, 5 blocks to get here, and I live right across the street.
Yeah. No, like, during practice, I mean, we'll hear the drills going outside in the hallway to work on the HVAC system. And, of course, like, that gets kind of loud, and we have to yell louder in practice. But that's really the only impact, and so that's not too bad. I'm excited for the future of the schools. Like, building this new middle school and the facilities it brings is really beneficial to the future of the school.
All right. Ladies, good luck to you, and let's hope for a good season.
Thank you.